This is the Better Architecture Podcast, and you're listening to Season 2, Design Media India 2024 edition of The Talks.
Okay, let's start. Let's restart. So, coming back after almost more than, 2 years it's been since Season 1, that is Diversify Please, was launched. And, it took me some time. So yeah, here I am, February 2024. I am finally recording my intro for Season 2 of the Better Architecture Podcast. The season is named Design Media India 2024 Edition. And I can't tell you how happy I am today. So Design Media. Why did I go with this name? Primarily because the term Design Media acts as an umbrella term for everything that the domain of media and communications hold in store for the ASET sector. ASET being architecture, construction, engineering, and design. There are many terms. People use a lot of different terminologies. But I feel design media suits the best. Now, India Edition, because I plan to do more work on similar lines with people, rather ASET media professionals across the world. So yeah, this is just the start, folks. In fact, let me tell you, the 24 episodes are phase one, with more phases of this coming soon. So yeah, that's that. Now, what does this season do? What does it discuss? Well, to start with, let's say that season 2 has 24 guests appearing for 24 episodes for 2024. Well, it wasn't always planned like that, but it's a happy coincidence and something that I like. So yeah, I have been designing this inside my head since around 2020. At that time, I was focusing my thoughts and research under the umbrella of media studies as a discipline in architecture. And I slowly came to realize that the word design encapsulates much, much more than just architecture. It incorporates construction, it encapsulates art, engineering, and so much more. So now it stands at media studies as a discipline in ASET. And I'm pretty sure that this will evolve as well. Now, why this? Why specifically this topic of media studies as a discipline or something like that? This sounds very fancy and all that, but let me give you a little bit of a backstory, or let me give you a little bit of detail. So, I have been in this scene for about 6 to 7 years now. That might not be a very long time in general, but definitely it's enough time to grab a hold of the functioning of the content industry in the domain. It takes time to understand the relevant mediums present, the types of work being done, the parameters that govern the various pipelines, the hands that a content exchanges before it gets published, this, that, and so on and so much more. And definitely, it takes time. Now, once I had a fair idea of what's happening in the industry, once I walked a little bit there, once I interacted with people, once I saw how things are working, I think I found many gaps. However, at this stage, it is important for me to clarify that these gaps are supposed to be there. They are supposed to be present. Why, you ask? Media in architecture developed just like architecture in India has developed. Without any guiding principles, without any designed end state in anyone's mind. It's just like one fine morning in the 1970s, one magazine planted a seed by saying, we'll cover buildings and construction in our pages. And then that seed grew up, uncontrolled and unpruned into a big uneven tree, a big tree that provides a big lot of shade and a lot of cooling and all that, but in a sense, uneven. Just like the profession of architectural practice, the media segment of the same too has glaring gaps, which, to be honest, came across as a big problem for me before, but doesn't appear to be that big a challenge now, given that a lot of discussion has happened regarding this in the episodes and my mindset around this has changed a good bit. So it's all a part of the evolution of the profession. However, coming back to my point, why this? So I found that there are a good number of people who are covering segments of media in this domain. There are very good senior writers in the arena, there are journalists, there are social media personalities, comic artists, filmmakers, and so on. And all of them, focus upon their unique problems and challenges and try to solve them. But if I talk of media and communications as a discipline, then there is hardly any work on that. What do I mean by discipline? I mean media studies in architecture. I mean understanding how media functions within its own space, what role it was originally supposed to have versus what role it has today. The transformation, what led to the same, how was the change, why was there a change, and what lies ahead. More specifically, what I found was a very huge gap when it comes to any work or research on the angle of representation. How has media, the various forms of media, represented Indian architecture to Indians and to the outside world? I mean, writing, audio, video, Instagram, Facebook, social media, blah, blah. These are tools. Tools through which media works, tools that is used to disperse information. What I couldn't find is, how does that information affect us? How does that information gets generated? What parameters influence the same? And once that the information has been propagated, what effect does it have on the larger population? The impact evaluation of what has been done till date, the monitoring and evaluation portion of the same. And I decided to jump in on it because I was tired of searching, so I did it myself. I mean, karna hai to karna hai, boss, hai na? So yeah. Okay, the overall theme has been obviously media in architecture and construction space. When I started interviewing my guests, I just had a rough idea of what I wanted to achieve through this season. I wanted to talk to as many people as possible and collect their responses on the things that I needed to ask. Little did I know what I was getting into, actually. You know, I've been interviewing people over the last 3 years, with the first episode recorded, I think 21st June or 22nd June of 2021, around that time. At that time, from that day till today, the time that I'm recording this, 3 more episodes are yet to be recorded. So yeah, it has been a huge, huge, vast project. I mean, you can understand, 24 episodes takes a lot of work. Well, throughout the season, you will have a variety of conversations that are coming your way, and I only request that you listen and accept it with an open mind. Do not get offended, guys. Do not take stuff personally. Yeah, fine, take the relevant stuff personally, please. That might just help make situations a bit better, maybe. So, yeah. Okay, as you listen in onto the episodes, I believe you will see the conversations maturing. And I think that has happened in tandem with me myself maturing throughout the season. My constant aim through the talks has been to educate, inform, and empower my audience, especially the young ones who are wanting to come into the fold of media. Listen closely, understand closely. It's not as flowery and as glittery as it looks from the outside. It's actually quite drab. So please listen to the episodes with good focus, guys. And I have to mention this, that throughout this season, the one person who has learned a hell lot or has taken the maximum out of this entire thing is me, myself. I mean, it's mind-blowing the kind of things that I've learned through this season, the kind of technical and non-technical skills that I've gained through this season. It's just mind-blowing. And I mean, I personally am still surprised that, oh God, I got to learn so much, right? And I think that's why I am again requesting my audience to be as accepting and as open-minded as possible when it comes to listening to the guests. Because I must warn you at this point, many of them have had hard opinions and bitter pills for the industry. And yeah, I refuse to cut those out. I refuse to even take an attempt at sugarcoating anything. Right? Jo hai wo hai. Accept it, adapt to it. Anyway, I think I have said a lot for an unscripted pilot episode. I just initially wanted a 2 to 3 minutes pilot. I don't know how long this has been going. Hopefully not long enough, but definitely because I've had a lot to say. So I still have a lot to say, but I'll limit it. What I'd love to express is my undying gratitude to all my guests. Thank you for all your patience. And none of this would have been possible without each and every one of you. A big thanks always to my audience. So yeah, that's that. Happy listening. Episodes drop every Friday. with that, I will sign off, or I mean, rather, because this is just the start, so I'll sign in probably. So yeah, that's that. We'll close here. Yours fiercely, Shubhayan. Love and cheers to all of you.